Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Harpst is our guest. Gary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years. He's the author of Six Disciplines of Excellence, among other books, and his company helps people just like you and me, business owners, just like you and me, put our best foot forward, get better in managing our companies, and he's here to help us out with that right now. Gary Harps, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Gary, over the years, I have become a pretty good problem solver. And I've gotten so good at it that I actually, nobody likes problems, but I don't mind them anymore because I realize that every problem's got an opportunity in it, and I just start breaking it down into pieces and whacking away at the pieces until the problem goes away and I got nothing but the opportunity left. And I know you approach things in a similar fashion, but you actually have a structure, a little more formal structure than my Wild Wild West strategy. And I'd like for you to share it with us today.
I'd be glad to. We call it problem solving. And before I go into the steps, I just share from my own experience. Sometimes you feel pretty alone with some of your problems as a business owner. And this approach sounds really obvious, but a lot of people don't follow it. And, you know, common sense is not common practice, even Covey says.
So, yeah, I love what you just said. Isn't it a shame that common sense isn't common practice?
Yeah, it really is. And I have to sometimes get out my own book and read what I wrote. And
physician, heal thyself.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'll give you an overview of the five steps, and then we want to talk through each of them with just a little more detail. And
right.
The first step is define the problem. Well, that's obvious. We ought to do that, but how we go about it, we'll talk about. The second is identify root causes, and then that's related to asking why 7 times. And then the third step is developing the solution. The fourth is implementing the solution. And then the fifth is looking at what worked and what didn't work about the solution.
Right.
And so let's just talk about defining the problem. Within that area, get a couple of people together with you. Don't try to do this alone. Get a couple other people that know something about the problem and work together to write a succinct or short problem statement. Sales have dropped 10% in the last year. We mean something that where you really try to get clarity about what the issue is.
So you don't just say we need more sales. You explain. You actually define where you are.
Yeah, you get the
and maybe what has happened.
That's right. And what you'll find is different people. This all works together because you go write it down this way, and another guy says, "Well, no, I don't think that's the problem. This is the problem." And so, in that process, you get more better clarity about what you're really trying to solve. And I forget it was Eisenhower. Somebody said defining the problem is half of the
right.
effort, and
right.
you can't solve it if you don't know what it is. So still within the define the problem step, the next thing is lay out what the impact is of this problem. And one of the best pieces of advice I ever had to get rid of the anxiety that sometimes you face was from a business partner I had who said, write down what the worst thing that can happen is because of this problem. The very worst. And then face that. And, you know, it's amazing how freeing up that is. Well, wait a minute. Sales are down 10%. The worst that's happened is I'm not going out of business.
Right.
I may have to adjust something, my income. I may have to adjust my headcount, but let's face what could happen in the worst case. And mm-hmm. that begins to free you up. So you write down the impact. Who's impacted? My employees, my customers, me personally, and how much? Quantify. So that's the second step. And again, these things are all freeing. They're things that you're getting, they're in your mind, but you get them out in the open in front of other people and talking about it, and it relieves you.
Well, and also, and I like what you said about getting more people involved than yourself. This is something small business owners have a tendency to do. We have a tendency to go to ground whenever something happens, and we sort of become hermits, and that's the worst thing in the world, because we start thinking everybody's against us, right? And so when you bring in other minds and you ask these kinds of questions, you get different perspectives, and sometimes it helps you do what you said a minute ago. It helps to bring common sense and clarity instead of being paranoid.
I agree. I remember one time, this has probably been 20 years ago, when I was fighting to get our business off the ground, and I was it was a Saturday, and I was just pacing up and down at home and going through all of what could go wrong, and so anxious. And
I'm laughing, Gary. I'm laughing because I can see me. That looks like one of my scenarios, and everybody in my audience who's a small business owner is laughing because they know that they've seen themselves do the same thing. Go ahead.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Well, my partner called, and we talked, I bet, for an hour and a half about everything I was worried about, and we talked about alternatives. And when I hung the phone up, nothing had changed except I was no longer frozen by fear.
Right.
So anyway, this defining the problem is way more important than it sounds. It gets you out of that frozen mode, like you say, on the ground, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Another part of the defining the problem is just look at the history. Try to list some of the things that led up to this situation. And then last of all, describe how it is you would know if the problem was resolved. What would victory over this problem look like? Mm-hmm. And so
including a potential opportunity you wouldn't have found if it hadn't been for the problem.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You said you chip away at it till the opportunity is left, and this is the beginning of that.
Gary, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's sixdiscipline.com.
Gary Harps, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to work some more on solving problems through Gary's 5-step method, which I'm starting to like a lot. How about you? 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.